This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour of this live edition of the show on Saturday night. Here from Acapulco, Mexico, as we are taking it a little bit easier on the way up to the Anarchapulco event, although we're still getting some work done while we're here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing what I would normally do.
Yeah, me too.
Different place.
Sitting on a computer. Doing stuff on the computer. Because that's what we do.
I'm doing it on shorts.
Yeah. It's very, very nice. Of course, the sun has now gone down here in Acapulco. It's cooling off to below 90 at this point. And you can join us next week for Anarchapulco. We'll tell you probably a little bit more about that later. But we've been, of course, as always, taking your calls and thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones here. Mark, we got, by the way, Ian and Mark in the studio. Let's talk to Jennifer, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Am I on?
You're on.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
I called in to discuss what they call the no-eyed laws. Now, that's spelled...
The no what?
Okay. It's spelled N-O-A-H-I-D-E. It has Noah in it.
Okay. No yeah. Hide.
I'm familiar with this. Sure.
I've never heard
and
of it. What
I
is
wanted
it?
To hear your aspects on it so I can listen over the radio, but...
Well, can you, whoa, before you go, can you tell me what it is?
I don't know that much about it.
That's what I want to know. Jennifer, can you tell us what these things are?
Okay. It was signed into law by Bush Sr., I believe.
Okay.
And basically, it's like the Ten Commandments, but instead of ten laws, there's seven. And it's more or less the laws that would have been enacted right after Noah and the flood. So it's kind of, you know, Jewish in nature. Now, if you're a non-Jew, you should be, according to a Jew, you should be under the Noahide laws. And basically, it's like, thou shalt not kill, maybe thou shalt not take blaspheme of God, thou shalt not steal, you know, and the seventh one being a judiciary that would be set up to condemn anyone that breaks the law. Okay?
Okay.
And I thought it was very interesting. I found out about it by researching since, you know, they dedicated the new altar in Jerusalem for the third temple. I don't know if y'all knew that or not, but they did on Hanukkah.
No, I don't know anything about that. So you're saying that these are some kind of federal law? I mean, they don't have... I mean, the federal government doesn't enforce laws against murder. Those are state government laws.
And so it's very confusing, but why would Bush sign this into law? That's my question.
I don't know anything about that. All I can say is that what I know about the Noahide laws is that they're laws that were instituted supposedly, for Goyim, you know, people who are not Jews, way back in time, and that they're very sort of simple things, and they're a lot easier to consume. And I also thought that the Noahides didn't cut their hair, but I don't think that that's included.
No, and then I think it was I think, you know, House of Representatives 102, I believe, was the number that was the law that he signed to law. And it was during Bush's reign, Bush Senior. And then why would we need a law like that? See, that's why I would open it up for discussion.
Well, it obviously hasn't been instituted because one of them is that they're vegetarians.
This is one of the laws?
Yeah.
So maybe there's some misinformation out there about what Bush did. It sounds like she just hung up.
No,
you're still there.
I appreciate it. I will hang up.
I mean, are you sure this? Hold on, before you go. I mean, where did you hear that this was signed into law? Are you sure he signed it into law, or that it was just like some kind of ceremony where he acknowledged that these things are some part of history?
It showed him signing it into law on the internet. I researched it because 70 nations were invited to the dedication of the altar. And so I started to go back into history and say, why would there be 70 nations and what does this mean, you know? And that's when I came across the new seal that he signed into law for no eyes. And I went, whoa, you know, I couldn't believe that I found that on the internet.
It's new to me. I've never heard of this before. I thank you for the call tonight, Jennifer. I don't know what to say about it because, like you said, Mark, you said there's some sort of mandate of vegetarianism in there?
Well, it says not to eat flesh. I've looked it up here on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Thank God for those people.
Yeah.
By the way, I do give every year to Wikipedia when they do their fundraiser. Not to eat flesh torn from a living animal. So maybe I'm wrong on this, that in fact it is just flesh taken from a living animal, and as not opposed to an animal. So excuse me, that's never something I've never done, is to eat flesh from a living animal. So there you go. The others are pretty simple. Don't worship idols and don't curse God. That's pretty consumable. People can get that.
I don't believe that this is actually a federal law. I don't believe that claim.
I don't know if it. No, I can't imagine that it is.
I suspect that whatever it is that she found on the internet, there's a lot of stuff you can find on the internet,
and sure is.
Not all of it is necessarily true. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if there was some sort of ceremony. A lot of times, you know, you have the mayor, or in this case, the president. You know, the mayor cuts a ribbon somewhere. That doesn't mean that it's the government approving this, you know, new building or whatever. It just means you brought the mayor in to cut a ribbon and it has a photo.
And even if they sign something to say that this is a good idea, doesn't mean that it's you know, ensconced in law either. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but. Okay. So according to IsraelNationNews.com, there are Noahide groups and communities in Australia, Europe, and North America. Significantly, in 1991, President George H.W. Bush signed into law a historic joint resolution.
Okay.
And that's not the same thing as a law. Okay, so they're using the term signed into law, but that's not a law. A resolution is just, we declare blah, 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 whatever it is that they want to resolve. That's all that means. It says here, a joint resolution, historic joint resolution of both houses of Congress, recognizing the seven Noahide laws as the, quote, bedrock of society from the dawn of civilization, unquote. That's it. That's all they did. They just made a statement.
I tell you what, the Jews get a credit for a lot of things because that book has lasted. You know, they were good librarians, good keepers of their stuff. You know, I mean, the ancient mystery
what book,
Babylon,
the Old Testament,
yeah, the Old Testament,
okay.
All that stuff, and all their stuff, the Talmud, the, you know, whatever, the Torah, all that. Their particular ancient texts. The Jews are newcomers in Mesopotamia and that general vicinity. You know, compared to others from whom they really got their religions.
Was that caller afraid of Jewish people, Mark?
I don't know.
I couldn't detect.
I don't have I don't have the radar for that kind of thing.
I wasn't clear on what it sort of felt like that call might have had. It certainly seemed like a conspiracy theory, and that's what
These
I think
are
it is.
Good rules, generally.
Like, well, let's go through them.
Okay. Don't worship idols.
Okay.
Don't curse God.
You
know, I don't really care about them, but whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you can imagine that those will be in place in any theocratic system.
I'd like to take this moment to deny the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
There you go. To establish courts of justice. Good. Good to have courts of justice.
Yeah, if they're not run by the government, maybe if they're, you know.
Courts of justice traditionally were not.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
You take a look at...
Right, because the Jews and Islam and also Christians lived alongside of one another for a time, and everything was fine, and they had different court
separate
systems
courts of justice.
Separately.
Yep. Yep. Don't commit murder.
Yep, that's a good one.
Don't commit adultery or sexual immorality.
Good
now,
one.
Who gets to decide whatever sexual immorality is? That's always the clincher
sure.
there. But if you make a commitment of monogamy, you should stick
you
with that.
Honor it.
Yeah, you ought to honor it. Not to say that history isn't replete with people not honoring
no
it.
No doubt.
Do not steal.
Yep, that's
and
good
do
one.
Not eat flesh torn from a living animal. So there you have your first animal
you
welfare law.
Can you cut it from the animal while after it's dead?
Yeah, I think
it's a living animal, right?
Living animal.
Okay.
So torn and living.
So just
are
kill it first.
Operative. You could cut it from a living animal, I suppose.
Right.
Or tear it from a dead animal.
Kill it first, then cut. Tear, whatever.
Sure.
You
and
do.
Lots of religions
Roast.
Have their rules on how an animal needs to be prepared. And this is good.
Yeah.
I mean, this is good sanitary stuff. We need rules on this. I mean, should they be performed by a particular class of sect of priest? I don't think so.
You know, that call reminds me of the, it's sort of like the Jewish version, fear-oriented, fear, uncertainty, and doubt version of the Muslims are going to implement their Sharia law. sounds like the same thing. In 1991, Bush implemented the, what was it, Noahide laws.
Could
same
be.
Kind of, same kind of vibe as what
I don't
I got
know.
From
she,
that.
Just, she just asked a question, yeah. And we've answered it.
Yeah, well, and hopefully we clarified that it wasn't actually a law. It was just a resolution saying, yeah, these are good ideas, mostly. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free and join us here. You can bring up anything that you want on this live Saturday edition of the program. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. The Discord call-in line rooms are the best way to call the show, and I'm glad that we've got the system here on our remote broadcast that actually allows us, because we're in Acapulco right now, that allows, we're sitting out on a porch outdoors right now, and we're able to take our Discord calls, which is great because you sound great. The Discord server is something that we offer as, you know, just one of those free, many, the myriad of free benefits that you get from our website over at freetalklive.com. You just go to, actually, you can go straight to it by going to discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners during, before, and after the show. It's a great way to connect with some of the people you hear on the air. A lot of those folks, like Gene the Christian Anarchist, who we're going to talk to next, he's hanging out in the server there. If you you want to talk to him about something, you can do that. And in fact, there are even different rooms in which people talk about different things. There's a cryptocurrency room, there's a gaming room, and other different topics. You can find it all over at discord.lrn.fm.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything that is Bitcoin and crypto related. Bitcoin.com can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, get free Bitcoin, show you where you can spend your Bitcoin, play games with Bitcoin. You can read the latest news and engage in the community at the Bitcoin Forum. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
All right, we go back to, or to the phones, to Discord for the first time here tonight. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Uh-oh, something's wrong with Gene. Hold on, Gene. My bad here. There's a technical difficulty. We're going to have to work that out here in just a moment. I should have checked it. Normally, I've been checking almost every caller during the breaks to make sure that everything's working out. So stand by, Gene. We're going to check back with you here in just a bit. So we've got, of course, plenty of things to talk about on the radio tonight. That's what we do. Mark, you had started the show tonight with a story about this Green New Deal. And this is a proposal by multiple Democrats who've signed on to make some absolutely ridiculous plans. Now, this is just a proposal. It's probably not going to pass, hopefully, because if it does, it will be an absolute nightmare for the people of the United States.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to, you know, a lot of these are just ideas, right? They're lip service to their base, which is all, you know, pro the people and whatever. That's the notion. They're not, but whatever that might be. You know, the other sort of foundation of Democratic politics is they're functionally, economically illiterate. So here we go. The Green New Deal calls for building our high-speed rail at a scale where air travel stops becoming necessary. So they're going to build high-speed rail at a scale where air travel stops becoming necessary. I suppose good luck to Hawaii, right? California's high-speed rail boondoggle has already cost $100 billion and looks to be one of the state's biggest fiscal disasters ever.
Do you remember when, I think it was right around when we were leaving Florida, they had voted in on a ballot measure to have
people love it, to have a
super fast choo-choo there.
That's right. People love choo-choos.
And then they looked at the numbers, and eventually they said, yeah, this is too expensive. Right. And they actually unvoted it. They actually put another proposal on to repeal that.
I think it had been 6 years, and the bureaucrats had spent like $10 million on donuts and cab drawings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was it. And off they go. And thank God that Florida made that decision. It sounds like a wonderful idea to have a railroad the super fast railroad that connects Tampa, Orlando, and Miami. Doesn't that sound like a fantastic idea? But then you get there and you realize, I wish I had my car. You know, like, it's just, and as a person who travels every single year, my family travels in one shape or another from New Hampshire to Florida because gotta do Christmas. The kid's gotta get down there to the grandparents and get that, you know, a whole bunch of gifts that he doesn't need. And we gotta, you know, get on down there. And what I found over and over and over again is it is so much less costly to take a Prius from southwestern New Hampshire to Tampa Bay than it is even to fly in an airplane.
No kidding.
You know, any of those things. Yes, I understand air travel on the road is more dangerous than air travel. I get it. But you can pack the trunk up full of the stuff you're going to need, and then once you get there, you have a car to drive around, and you're not using your in-law's car the whole time. So, you know, it's just the best choice in many cases. A train ride compared to taking the family and the car on a train, my God, it's devastatingly expensive.
I think
so
much
so that I won't even do it.
I think I've remedied the problem here with our Discord server. It was an unplugged USB jack. Gene, are you with us now?
You guys sound much better.
Yes,
now.
You do too. We can actually hear you. So what were you calling about tonight? Right. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I've been around the world, and you guys are down in Mexico right now.
Yep.
We're planning to go to New Zealand in a couple of weeks, and I wanted to make an observation that I don't often make because usually I'm complaining about how horrible the USA is. And while that's true, because in my lifetime I've seen the regulations and the taxes and all of the oppression just go up at least 10 times from what it was when I was a kid. But having said that, and having traveled on several continents now, been to several countries, I don't know about New Zealand. I'll give you a report when I get back.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say that I still believe that the USA is the best place on the planet to live.
Huh.
I can get in my airplane. I can fly up wherever I want to go. I can travel from point A to B without worrying too much about being stopped unless I'm close to the border. And even with the high taxes, and believe me, we pay a lot of money in taxes, we still have a lifestyle that's better than 90%, I would say, of the rest of the world. Because I guess I just wanted to say that I appreciate what I have, but I'm still going to keep fighting.
Well, yeah, I mean,
to change.
Yeah. That's important, and we get people saying to us all the time, you know, frequently on the air on this show, callers, really, why don't you appreciate it?
Why do you people hate America?
Why you got to be so critical?
And this is something that's leveled against libertarians all the time. Look, I think his name was Alexander Bosch, but Mr. Bosch created the fuel injection. That's the same name. He has to do with the parts for Mercedes-Benz.
Cool.
Created the fuel injection system. He didn't hate carburetors. He didn't hate cars.
Yeah.
He didn't hate transportation. He didn't hate people getting from one location to the other. He just was talking about efficiency.
Making it better.
And I've got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Governments are inefficient because they're monopolies. We know that.
Yeah.
We have rules. Governments institute rules about monopolies. Monopolies institute rules about monopolies. It's it's laughable.
Sure.
But that's what they are. There are organizations that claim a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass. Once you claim the monopoly privilege on protection services, then you can claim the monopoly privilege on anything you want.
Gene, did you have more to say on the topic? Up to you.
Yeah.
Stand by. More with Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord server. That's why he sounds better than every caller we've had so far tonight. You can join us over there at discord.lrn.fm. We got more coming up on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has made his first public appearance since his news conference a week ago, during which he refused to resign over a racist yearbook photo. He attended the funeral of a state trooper. Northam now says he wants to work toward racial reconciliation. Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring has acknowledged wearing blackface, and two women are accusing Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. President Trump's re-election campaign has taken quick note of Elizabeth Warren's presidential candidacy and is sharply criticizing the Democratic senator. He's citing her past claims to Native American heritage. She made her presidential candidacy official at a rally in Massachusetts, saying she wants to help create an America that works for everyone. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We are here on day number three of our live broadcast from Acapulco, Mexico. Very, very beautiful weather here. If you like it hot. And right now...
Some do.
Some do. It is actually pretty nice out right now. As soon as the sun goes down here, it drops significantly. And we're here. It's even though it's 85 out, it feels cooler than that to me. I don't know why, but it does.
It's 85 out?
Yeah, that's what my phone says, at least
hard
Fahrenheit.
To believe.
Dean and Mark here in our remote studios as we are doing a live set of broadcasts for the next several days. And then we will be doing Anarchapulco for the third time, I think. It's your fourth, but you didn't broadcast from there your first time.
No, I didn't even grab any interviews or anything.
So we're going to be it's going to be a busy week for us coming up here in the next week, and you'll be able to hear all of it.
We made a real mistake on Anarchapulco number two. We decided to broadcast from Liberty Forum, and man, I mean, you know, what? I regret it now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That was the year that we got the you know, the
award,
the Lifetime Achievement Award from
and then got kicked,
the
then
First
got kicked
Day Project,
out.
And then 3 weeks later we get kicked out.
Yeah, I don't regret that at all, Mark. We got some great video footage.
Some good stuff.
From Paul.
It's just proof positive that you get libertarians all in one place and you get the opposite results. I've got here in front of me.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that the there's an article about Anarchapulco and the libertarian or anarchist community here in Acapulco. And how it's just been in disarray for years, and it's just been a mess. So, I mean, the fact is, these migrations, they're full of bumps in the road. It's not easy. These folks do not get along well with, do not play well with others.
The individualists, man.
Whether it's in New Hampshire or whether it's in Acapulco. And that's why we've got a couple friends here. I won't say who, but a couple friends that some of our listeners might know. They don't hang out with the libertarian community here. They don't want to get involved in the drama. Can't blame them.
I can't blame them at all.
Can't blame them. You know, it's just people, though, really, all it is. When you get a group of people together, the larger it gets, whether it be a religion, whether it be a political movement, whether it be some fandom or whatever it is, you get people together, they're going to have disagreements, they're going to have schisms, they're going to have fights, people are going to cheat with one another in their relationships, there's going to be all kinds of just ugly stuff, because life is interesting like that. I mean, I wish it weren't at some points, but it's like no matter what you do, you just can't get away from it. There's always going to be some ridiculous complication to even the most simple things that should seem simple and understandable, you know, working at a job. There's backbiting, there's infighting there.
I just want the listeners to know I'm working hard on finding a project that I believe is going to be very successful.
Yeah, as you know, you get 30 people involved in that project, it's going to fall apart.
No, it's not going to fall apart.
I guarantee
it's ridiculous.
That's just the way people are. So we go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. The idea, though, in life is to find the ones that you can get along with and, you know, tolerate their foibles and their issues and then stick with them. Gene, in Tennessee, you were calling in because you've done a lot of world traveling and you came to the conclusion after many decades of this that the United States is still the freest place in the world, but that doesn't...
No, the best place, he said.
Oh, the best place, sorry.
I think it is if you weigh everything. Now, there are places that are more economically free, such as Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are other things about Hong Kong, if you've ever been there, that aren't mm-hmm. that great. So they're mainly having to deal with the communist Chinese government,
sure.
which is getting more pushy all the time. But we have countries right now all over. You can just peruse the news, and they're all kinds of them now are trying to come down on fake news. And they're using the fake news discussion to control what they want to have said on the internet so mm-hmm. they can get more control over speech. Now, I think the biggest issue in the U.S., of course, is firearms, because once we lose them, they're gone. But free speech seems to be the biggest issue around the world right now, because
right.
all kinds of other countries are trying to clamp down on that.
See,
so I think,
Gene, I got to say I disagree on the firearms thing. There are lots of places in the world where, you know, pretty much anybody can have a gun, and those places aren't free. Iraq comes to mind. I mean, you know, there's you can have an AK-47, and there's a culture of owning weapons in the Middle East, and, you know, that doesn't result in freedom, best I can tell.
Mm. I think if you're in Iraq and you're an openly homosexual person, they're not going to let you have an AK-47. They'll take it away from you as
perhaps.
They hang you off a bridge.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know there's lots of other freedoms there they don't have there either.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody in Iraq can own an AK-47. Anybody who makes any kind of waves...
Not anybody in the U.S. can own an AK-47 either.
Well, that's true, especially not the fully automatic unless you got the tax stamp, blah, blah, blah. But... I think the only reason that our government is staying in a little bit of restraint is because they know that everybody has firearms. If they were to do like Australia and take all the guns away, then we would be looking at every kind of control that every other country in the world is looking at right now. Because we still have liberty as a distant memory in our culture here. We do understand basically that we don't like to be pushed around. And although people are brainwashed into thinking that because there's a red, white, and blue flag there, they're supposed to do everything that that they tell them.
Well, right. I mean, even the gun owners will obediently apply for permits, you know, and beg
yes.
the state for permission.
But more and more of them are saying they're not going to turn them in. And I talk to a lot of people.
There have been some that have been pushed to the limits, and they are putting their heels in the mud, so to speak. So.
I looked it up, and it looks like from a standpoint of legislation, the U.S. is the best country in the world for gun ownership. However, there are certainly countries where, you know, the government is so ineffective that effectively they have no gun laws because nobody enforces them.
Well, that may be true,
yeah.
but
it's difficult.
I don't think In those instances, those people need to use their guns to do something other than fight each other.
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Ralph. He's listening in Bangor, Maine. Listening online, Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on our live Saturday show. Go ahead.
Hi. I remember when, the first bill that was passed by the Senate, while the government was shut down, was the Marco Rubio's anti-boycott Israel bill. Did you know about that one?
Tell me about it.
Well, it makes it any company that wanted to boycott Israel will not get any government contracts or any government business. Mm. And it passed 77-23. You know, it's like, wow. I remember when we were all upset about apartheid in South Africa, and universities, government, all divested of their holdings in South African companies because they had a racist policy. And it seems to me that the same thing's going on, except when you try to boycott Israel, they make a law that it's against the law to boycott Israel.
That's crazy. I mean, it's not against the law necessarily, but like you said, they don't get the government contracts, which, of course, is, you know, sweet, sweet government money for these businesses, which they love that stuff. It would seem like the government ought to stay the heck out of international affairs and leave people alone.
I don't know the specifics of the bill or the relationship between the Palestinians and Israel, but I can say this. The United States, the people, its government, the whole thing, have a sort of irrational view of the nation of Israel. And it's because of the Judeo-Christian background of the United States. We think of this country that came into being in like 1947 as somehow related to this other country that existed 2,000 years ago in the Bible. And they're not related in any way, shape, or form, but a lot of people just think that it's really important and that Jesus isn't going to come back until we'll be build that temple or something.
It's some kind of ridiculous religious viewpoint. When you combine government with religion, you get an even worse government in a lot of cases. Of course, government itself, the coercive monopoly, is a bad idea. Ralph, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, that's 855-450-3733. Or call on our Discord lines over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Free Talk Live, live from Acapulco.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number 855-450-FREE. We're here in Acapulco, our live Saturday edition, where we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And you can also call in on our Discord, on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if we get the chance, we'll continue on these green proposals, these ridiculous-sounding laws that they want to pass, this so-called Green New Deal, when we get the chance. But we're going back to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk first to John, listening in Seattle to KITZ. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and hi, Mark. Hey. Good show.
Thanks.
I just had something on my mind, and you know, all these pompous politicians with their programs and their plans. We got $23 trillion worth of debt. And,
is it
and
that high
like
now, $23
trillion? Yeah,
last I looked, it was $20
trillion. The U.S. dollar is supposedly the currency of reserve for the world. Mm-hmm. Now, what gives the dollar any value? There's nothing backing it.
No.
It's like belief. You know, we believe if we give you a piece of paper that says U.S. currency on it, we're going to get something back. And that, you know, it's going to go both directions. That if we get some product that, you know, you think you want, you're going to give us some money. But that's all that backs it. It's just some belief, some faith.
That's correct. It's just absolute. You're absolutely right. It is belief and faith. Back in the day, it was actually backed by something. You could go and exchange the U.S. dollar for silver, for instance. You can actually still find them every now and then. You might be able to come across a silver certificate. I remember when I was working at the Kmart back in the late 90s, somebody gave me a silver certificate.
Yeah.
And it stuck out like a sore thumb because they look different. There's a different color to them and everything. But you can't do anything with those anymore. You can't take them
now
to the Federal Reserve. And, right. So you're absolutely right.
Nobody's talking about this. And it's just like, it's almost a smokescreen. It's like, you get all worked up over all these different issues. Why do we want this money? And then both sides get to arguing over each other, over the money, to the point they're going to shut down the government. But nobody ever stops to think, hey, we don't have this money. And if we do, we have to sell more bonds. And China owns 20% of the U.S. debt. who's buying these bonds? Who's supporting all this debt spending?
The Federal Reserve. Well, the Federal Reserve is the buyer of last resort. So if eventually the federal government can't find any suckers to buy their bonds, they just go to the Federal Reserve and they just snatch them all up by increasing the money supply.
Yeah, that's the deal. Yeah,
that's how it works.
That's exactly right. And we've all seen how well that works out.
By the way, the U.S. debt is at 21.9 trillion.
Okay, so
just about to crest over 22.
Yeah. That's what U.S. debt clock. Where are you getting that from?
However, the total debt. The total debt is $72 trillion.
So including the unfunded liabilities?
Unfunded liabilities and all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, well, good program, you guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it.
You have a good time down there in sunny Acapulco.
John, thank you for the call tonight. You are spot on with that call. And, it comes back around to the conversation we were having earlier tonight about cryptocurrency and these central banks and a way to get out of the government money system.
And it also highlights sort of the futility of, caring what the government does. Mm-hmm. Here I am looking at this clock, and I'm wondering to myself, the number goes up, 21,770,970,600,000.
What's the website?
Million.
Is it usdebtclock.com?
It's usdebtclock.org.
.org. Okay,
and it's just going up and up and up, even under Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
And, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't do anything to make these numbers go down.
Oh, it's not your debt anyway. I mean, you don't look.
No.
They love to tell you that. Well, every American owes blah 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 percentage.
Right. I talked to one of those idiots on Facebook just this week. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's like, "Well, if the country's the way it is, then it's our fault." No, it's not. I didn't write the Constitution. Yeah. I never took an oath to that Constitution. It's not my fault. And the fact that the people who do take an oath generally take an oath to protect the people who are making this mess.
Yeah.
And it's just all in all a fallacy. America is not your country. It is their country. You live in it.
Right. They're the government. You aren't.
You're so much the serf, and you don't realize it, that when you go abroad, if I decide to come to Mexico and work for the next 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and I do so well, I make $250,000 a year, they're going to tax me on my foreign earnings. It's the only country in the world that'll do this.
But they own you.
I think Eritrea does it, too.
They own you like a cattle that has escaped from its pen.
Right. They still want the milk, even when I'm not there in the country.
Yeah. It's sick. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Going to Joe, listening in Indianapolis, to WIBC-FM. By the way, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I'm calling. I'm a Marine, and I'm 80 years of age, and I served 32 months across the water in 7 different countries in forced reconnaissance. And I'll tell you what you're talking about, is and the guns part and all that. You know, I'll tell you, in my time and today, we are out of gas. First of all, you don't call the enemy up and tell him what you're going to do. You sneak up on him and do what you have to do. I got sentenced in the Philippines, in Cavite City, by the Filipino government, me and 2 other Marines. I got 42 years to be in their prison. I'll never tell what I did. Never tell what I did. I got 42, one guy got 52, and the other got life.
Okay.
And they put us in a truck, took us there. Next thing you know, they pulled the tarp off the truck. They're set the airplane, and we were gone. You know what? If you don't like this country or love it, leave it. This is the greatest country God ever put on earth, and by the way, for all children of God.
Well, okay. So I guess I have lots of questions as far as this goes. Look,
I'll answer anything you ask me, and I get interviewed quite a bit. Go ahead.
All right.
I would. When it comes to love this country, there are lots of people that define loving the country in lots of different ways. So, for instance, George Washington parlayed with the Quakers back during the Revolutionary War, and the Quakers refused to give monetary help to the Continental Army. Did the Quakers hate the country?
Well, I can't answer that question because you're talking out of my league. I can only answer the question from the fact where I was at and what I did. Did the Quakers love it? You know, I'm a Catholic. You know, we're just an all kind of heck now as a Catholic. I can answer that question.
Hold on, I've got another version that maybe you can answer that's not as specific. Can one love the country without loving the government of the country?
Oh yes.
Can one love the country without loving the military of the country?
No, they got to love the military partner.
That's strange.
I mean, but the military is used by the politicians to achieve their ends, right? I mean, what military occupation has done anything for a U.S. civilian in the last 70 years?
Say that again?
What military operation, any military operation in the last 7 decades, has done anything for any U.S. civilian? Or the U.S. civilians as a whole, I guess.
Well, first of all...
Am I freer because of Vietnam?
Huh?
Am I freer because of Vietnam? Am I freer?
Let me tell you something. Not tell something. I shouldn't use that word. Let me say something. I was in Korea.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And guess what? That was not a war. Today it's a war, right?
Well, it was a conflict.
No, right. It was a conflict.
Right.
Now it's a war.
Technically a war between the Koreas.
Right.
Well, it's a war.
The United States, in its duplicity, has not declared war since 1942.
When I joined the Marine Corps, I did it because I joined, right? And at the same time that I joined because of my country. I fought for my country, and I'm very proud of that. And this country is the best place that you'll ever live.
Yes, you're repeating the talking points.
The man that you just talked to,
when he said where you guys were at, he was talking. When you do something, you know, across that water, it ain't all like it is. You know, there's a hell of a lot of things that goes terrible on, you know, across the water.
War goes sideways. Yeah. I mean, we should know that from the course of human history.
So what's the point? I mean, you still didn't answer the question.
What conflict
has the U.S. military gotten involved in the last several decades that has actually benefited the people in the United States?
Well, you know what? I can't answer the question because the answer is none of them.
I'm sorry, but the military really is just the hit squad for a bunch of liars and thieves in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't that way.
And he was a Marine. Didn't he study Smedley Butler, who actually made that statement many, you know, decades ago about the military?
Yes.
Don't they, like, swear an oath to Smedley Butler or something like that?
Well, they say goodnight to him.
More coming up here in moments. Hour number 3 on the way. You can join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.